Have you ever found yourself rushing around under pressure, not knowing which way to jump, wondering, why is this so difficult? How do I make the right decision here? If I get this one wrong, it'll put me under even more pressure. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Sometimes we're faced with big decisions, decisions that can change the course of our lives. Should I marry so-and-so? Should I buy this house? What career path should I choose? Should I take this job or that one? Should I move overseas? Now, big decisions can be exciting, but they can be just a tad scary too. Make the wrong choice and, well, the consequences could be disastrous. If only we could know how the different options would play themselves out. Jesus had a big decision to make, choosing those 12 disciples, men to whom ultimately he would entrust the fledgling Christian church. Those were some seriously big decisions. The plan was for a new movement to be born amidst incredibly tumultuous times, a movement that would survive and thrive for millennia. Which ones to choose? How do you make a choice like that? How did Jesus make a choice like that? Luke chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. A few days later, Jesus went out to a mountain to pray. He stayed there all night praying to God. The next morning, he called his followers. He chose 12 of them and called them apostles. So he went up to a mountain and he spent the whole night there in prayer to God. And then when day came, he knew which ones of the many hundreds following him to choose. Why did he pray? Because it's in those quiet, beautiful times alone with God, when we just don't know which choice to make, it's in those times that we hear his quiet, still, mighty, wonderful voice. Jesus prayed. That's God's word, fresh for you today. It's amazing, but the more we get to know Jesus, the more we get to know his voice. And the more we get to know his voice, the easier things become, which is why the best thing we can do is to get to know Jesus. And that's what our latest life application booklet is all about. It's called Who is Jesus? To request your free copy, head across to ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that offer toward the top of the homepage. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com.